Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Story here out of South Carolina. Many homeowners are familiar with HOA fees, but in South Carolina, you could have to pay to leave your neighborhood group. Isabel Ward was surprised to find a more than $1,700 bill, Dana Wright, from her HOA when she sold her home in Baxter Village in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Ward said she loved her home in the neighborhood just west of Highway 49. Mm-hmm. She lived there for 8 years, but she decided to build a new home not far away. Her home in Baxter Village sold in a day, but at closing, she was shocked to see a substantial line item fee. The statement read, HOA service fee to Baxter, $1,712.50. The cost is almost double her annual dues of $950. Mm-hmm. Oh, I told him right then, this is highway robbery, said Ms. Ward. Why are they charging me to leave? This is not right. I got mad and my temper showed up. Channel 9, Scott Wickersham. Didn't he used to work here? Scott Wickersham? That name sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Channel 9, Scott Wickersham got a copy of Baxter Village HOA agreement. It does say that when you sell a home, you must pay a fee which shall not exceed the greater of $500 or a now, quarter now, of a percent of the gross selling price.
The person that then buys the home now assumes your homeowner's dues. They're double dipping. You can't double dip. That would be like you move out and the water department still wants you to pay for the next 6 months. But the new homeowner that just bought your house moves in, switches everything over to their name, and the water department wants them to pay for 6 months.
Dana, I'm just telling you, I just read the news. That's
there is
job.
No way that is legal.
Says attorney Zach Moritz, who specializes in HOAs. He says the fee is legal in South Carolina. Says Mr. Moritz, South Carolina is wide open. It is illegal, by the way, in neighboring North Carolina.
You know,
this is
homeowners
remarkable.
Associations are like the internet. In some ways, they are the best thing, and in some ways, they are the worst thing. The worst.
I'll be honest. I haven't really known. I lived without a homeowners association for 11 years in Roland Park. And now in the neighborhood we live in, it is under an HOA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm really good at minding my own business. And not bothering people, mm-hmm. I have not noticed a change. I don't even know. I wouldn't even know where to go to get in touch with my HOA. No clue.
Oh, they'll get in touch
they'll
with you.
They'll get in touch with you.
Find
that's
me.
Just what
they'll
I was going to say. The minute you paint something they don't like.
Well, but I mean, as much as we rail against HOAs and people love to do it, minus that one caller, by the way, about a month ago. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah, but I think that she was probably a member. He was probably a member of the HOA.
I would argue he was probably
guess.
The president. Man, took us to task on the HOA about how wonderful they are.
You okay. Love power when you're in power.
Yeah. Says Zach Moritz, the attorney down there in South Carolina who specializes in HOAs, whatever your document says in your neighborhood, that's what you have to do.
And it is, in some cases, it surpasses the authority, Scott, of the city and the state, does it not?
It's a contract.
You can carve out things that are perfectly fine in a city or a state that are not fine in your HOA.
Mm-hmm. They can bypass certain city regulations. For example, a city may have a codes enforcement
right.
on the book that
like
says
for 12-inch weeds. You can have 12-inch weeds in the city. But your HOA
six.
Can come in and say three.
3 inches. Your grass must be cut at no higher than 3 inches. And it would supersede the city regulation. Yes. Well, you can say, well, the city lets me have it up to six. Well, no. You just signed a document that by buying this house says that you will keep your grass at 3 inches or less. Moritz goes on to say you have to follow the covenant, and there is actually an attorney general opinion in South Carolina that says there is no law on this.
Yeah, calm down, South Carolina. Speaking of South Carolina, a tiny dog from South Carolina now holds the record for the world's oldest living dog. Pebbles, a 4-pound toy fox terrier, but it looks like a chihuahua, is, you want to guess how old?
15.
No.
20.
No.
25.
She is 22 years, 59 days old. She was born March 28th, 2000, and is now in the Guinness Book of World Records. Pebbles has been with us through everything, ups, downs, good times, and bad, and she has always been the beacon of our lives. Aww. Julie Gregory, Pebbles' owner. Can you please multiply 22 years by 7? Because that, I feel like that's an old dog.
It'd be 154?
No way!
Something like that.
Yeah. A dog cannot be 154 years old.
Okay, by the way, the fact that this dog is 22 years old means that it's probably not enjoying its life very much.
No, it looks... Oh, God, it's 154. What did you feed Pebbles?
Wheaties.
Look. I don't know if I'm buying this.
Looks like he hasn't aged a day.
I don't know if I'm buying this. Come on.
I know a dog that lived, well, I never knew it, but I heard stories of the dog that lived to be 21 years old, and it was not a very
listen to this.
Happy dog.
Pebbles enjoys snoozing and listening to country music in her old age.
And praying for the end. Praying.
Snoozing meaning he doesn't move ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Pebbles.
He sleeps 23 hours a day. All right, quick break for the news. We will get you updated on everything out of Texas when we get back. Some more reporting coming in this afternoon from ABC News. The bizarre impromptu press conference that law enforcement held right before we got on the air. And much more coming up in just a moment after a quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.